Yeah, that can be difficult, and then the other problem is you don't know that you already have what you need. You know, I've run it out of home sometimes. Run to the store and buy some bolts or screws or whatever, and come to find out, oh, had them in my bin. Didn't have to do that.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Why did I just go buy that? I already had some. Yeah, I just even the case with this speaker thing I'm trying for this repeater is I bought one in Dayton and it wasn't in right style, and I said, it's a powered speaker, I should be able to get it to work, and but it's something's weird about it, and I just cannot figure out how to get it to actually work with, you know, any type of audio. You know, I try plugging into a radio, but I can't get it to power up. I think there's extra wires, I think you got to jump or some, and there's absolutely no documentation on the internet for it. So, but then I said, you know what, I wonder if I have one of those other speakers, and I went in my junk bin, or my old bin of Motorola stuff, and sure enough, I've got one of those speakers that they use for that repeater. And I said, oh, okay, I just got to make a jumper cable for it, and that's what I'm doing.